This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Derek, Tottenham a point clear of Southampton in the race for that European spot, but both teams in slightly indifferent form at the moment. The last five matches, they've both won two apiece, lost two and drawn one. Southampton come into this on the back of that 3-1 win at Newcastle, while Southampton were beaten at Stoke last weekend. Southampton, though, just scored 8 goals in their last 11 Premier League matches, and Spurs have won the last 5 meetings between the two sides as well.
And they're nearly 3-1.
Yeah.
Go figure. I just can't understand it. It's happened all season long. Your odds compilers are overrating Southampton too, but now it's become absurd, the degree they're overrating. I mean, Stoke were nearly 3-1 at home to them last week, for goodness sake. And you know, okay, Tottenham aren't hitting the heights, but now they're at Southampton, they can't score. They're keeping faith with the Italian Pele, who's looking one pace, moderate. You know, I've never rated them anyway, to be honest.
Yeah, Modric plays for Real Madrid, mate.
Tottenham, I think Tottenham are a fantastic bet, and that record against them, you know, 5 wins in 5, including the one in the reverse fixture when Pochettino was manager, of course. You know, going back to his old club. I can't see why these odds are the way they are. And you know, if you're a punter of any standing, which I like to think I am, you've got to back Tottenham here. But Lee is obviously going to go for Southampton.
13-5.
I'm not actually.
Tottenham to win this game. I was waiting for that.
I'm looking forward to this. Is the BT Sport game, isn't it? I'm waiting. Yeah, BT Sport really hype everything. I'm waiting for you to be like Saints versus Spurs, the battle for 5th. Wow. It's hard to get much enthusiasm up for this, isn't it? Interesting you were saying about the goals for Southampton. They scored 29 at home. And I thought, God, they haven't scored many. 8 of those, of course, against Sunderland in one game. So when you start to think, I mean, you can't take that away from them, obviously. But, you know, they've scored 8 against Sunderland, 4 against Newcastle, who have turned out to be 2 of the worst teams in the division. So, you know, you suddenly think, yeah, they don't score enough goals. But that defence is still absolutely rock solid, still the second best home defence in the division. I'm worried about which Tottenham turn up. You know, last week, you know, your nap, DK, it looked an unbelievable price once you saw that Newcastle team just standing off them. I think they may be flattered a little by that. I still can't get that 0-0 at Burnley out of my head, and I just wonder if they struggle to break Burnley down, can they break Southampton down? And I'm thinking the answer to that is no. There could be a goal apiece in this, but I think it will be under 2.5. I'm plumping for the draw, so I'm not going to go for Southampton. I think both would probably settle for the draw, and given their league positions, you know, 57 points for Tottenham, 56 for Southampton, it's probably a fair result as well, to be honest. One thing I did notice, though, about Southampton, when they play the best teams at home, so all the other top 5 teams that they've played at home, only once have they conceded goals to actual out-and-out strikers. When Man United beat them, Robin Van Persie scored both the goals. In all the other games against the big clubs, it's been, you know, more not an out-and-out striker, it's been more like a midfielder scoring. I mean, Chelsea drew 1-1, Hazard scored. Even when they lost to City, it was Toure, Lampard and Clichy. So I'm wondering, you know, maybe they can, that defence is built on fantastic centre-back performances and they can keep a lid on the strikers, but maybe the runners from midfield is where they struggle. And a man who scored last week, who got back off his off a little bit of a drought, is Christian Eriksen. And I think he might be worth a little look at for any time goal at 13-5 for Tottenham. You know, I think if
that's a persuasive case, Ali.
Thanks. The problem is I don't think there'll be many goals in it, but it might be that it's a free kick or a set piece that wins it or gets the goal for Tottenham. So I'm going for the draw as my main bet.
Okay, that's your main bet.
I do
bet
like Christian Eriksen.
If you look at the draw and under 2.5 goals you mentioned there as well, 3-1, so that's for the 0-0 draw or the 1-1 draw.
Do you know,
I
wouldn't play that. The reason is I don't know what's going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if it's 2-2. I just don't, you know, it should be unders. But at the minute, I'm looking at teams one week and then looking at the next week and thinking, where did that come from?
Yep.
Where did that performance, why was it so bad or why was it so good? So I'm just going to play the straight draw.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.